What's up, ladies and gents? This is your girl, Virtuous Deviant Company. I want to say this, you know, because, you know, I always have something going on with me. I don't care if it's Sunday through Friday, Saturday, whatever day of the week is, there's something going on with me. And, you know, when I realize that is, you know, it's life, I kind of sit back and chuckle. Because life be life and round, you know, nowadays. You know, sometimes you look around the corner, you be like, life, where you at? And they say, here I am. And I've realized that some people think you dumb. They think you dumb as a box of rocks. They don't even sell box of rocks. But if they did, they will put your name on it. They will put your name on it and they would sell you as a product because they think you dumb. They think you simple. They think you slow. They think that you don't have a spirit or any type of discernment. And they think that you somebody to play with. And I've seen this over and over again where people, you know, come in and they try to play you. They try to take advantage of you. They try with all their might. And some of these people know Jesus. That's the funny part. Some of these people know Jesus and, you know, they say they know Jesus, but they trying to play you. They trying to get over. They trying to, you know, surpass. They trying to, you know, they trying to swerve in your lane. They trying to do all these, you know, shenanigans. And sometimes, like I said, I sit back and I just chuckle. Because life be life and sometimes. And then I realize, like, you know what, V? Maybe it's meant for you to notice this. Maybe it's meant for you to understand this is not how you should be. Or this is not the way the heart should, you know, beat one situation at a time. You know, and I don't even mean heartbeat. But you know how, you know, people feel like they can just play with you and toy you around and, you know, spin you around and just throw you out to the wolves. And then I realized, like, wait a minute. Here I am thinking I'm the problem. I'm filled with anxiety. I'm frustrated. I'm, you know, beating myself up. And people feel as if they have a heaven and hell to put you in. Their judgment on your life causes you to be disrupted in your spirit. And, you know, the older you get, the more you realize the wisdom sets in. And you're thinking like, there's something going on here. I can't see it just yet, but there's something taking place here. And I can't put my finger on it just yet. But if I sit still long enough, my spirit and that other person's spirit is going to meet together. And sometimes, you know, they either tell on themselves or, you know, whatever's in the dark comes to the light. And that's why I mean people play with you. You know, they have this manipulative spirit, or they have this type of spirit where they've always gotten over on people, or they've always taken advantage of people, or they've always done something to get their way, to make it look like they're never the bad guy. And I remember doing that as a young girl, and people probably still blame me for that. You know, oh, that's just the way she is. You know, people don't give you time to change. But when you get into an environment or you get into a space and you can kind of figure out, or your discernment sits in and you say, something's not right here. You know, I'm being either thrown in the lion's den, or I'm at the Last Supper, or I'm, you know, in a space where, you know, Judas is about to show up. And I sometimes have realized, like, wait a minute. I'm being attacked, or I'm being taken advantage of, or I'm being toyed with, or, you know, they throwing me wood and nickels because either I'm allowing it or this is a situation I'm having to learn from. And I realize, like, wait a minute. Life is you know, sometimes a windy road. And depending on where you're headed to or wherever your destiny is to, you have to endure offenses. You have to endure, you know, scandalous people, or you're having to go through certain things to know how the heart should operate, or how you should treat other people, how you should understand this is not cool, or this is not how life should be life at this time. And, you know, it's funny because everybody say they love God and they know Jesus and they have the Holy Spirit. You know, but I think sometimes people have, you know, a friendship with the enemy, because they like to be used by the devil. They like to be used in a situation that has nothing to do with them. They like to jump on the bandwagon. They like to put their two cents in with a bag of chips and a soda on the side, and it has nothing to do with them. And I've realized over time that, you know, life doesn't give you lemons or oranges or any type of fruit, but you end up, you know, being weighed down by somebody else's scars, or by somebody else's, you know, experience, or by somebody else's, you know, way of life. You end up getting the ugly stick. You're trying to be the cream of the crop, and here they are pushing you down to be at the bottom of the barrel. But, you know, sooner or later you will rise, because, you know, pressure will bust a pipe. And although you get tired, you get weary, you get like, wow, why are these people like this? Or why, you know, why are we having to go through this? Or why is life like this? And why, you know, maybe what is God trying to tell me? What is he trying to show me? What is he trying to get me to understand? You know, am I that chosen? Am I that good of a person that everywhere I go, I get slandered or beat up or taken advantage of, or people treat me this type of way? But once again, it may not be you. It could very much be them. And once you realize who you are, what you are, and how you are, you won't even let any of that bother you. You will have that peace that say that that peace that passes all understanding. Oh yeah, it may hurt that they dog you out with their tongue. It may hurt that they grouped up together to try to come against you. It may hurt because you heard in the spirit the chitter chatting, and none of it was true. None of it was true. None of it was real. None of it could hold up in the law of court. And it's funny because people think other people are dumb, and they try to play with them. They try to take advantage of good people, not knowing that they the trap that they set for that person, they end up setting for themselves. I remember one time being so upset and so angry at someone, and I was hoping something happened to them. I was saying it out loud. I hope this, and the lady had to stop me. She said, "What you hope for someone else, you could be hoping for yourself." She said, "Be careful what you say." And I was like, ooh, that was a good one. That was for me, Lord. And I realized, like, wait a minute. But why am I being the one? Why? But just that's just how some people are. I pray that I have enough discernment to know who is for me, who is against me, and then that I don't fight the battle. That I don't get out here and try to fight that battle myself. That I have someone whose armor is stronger than mine, who angels are stronger than mine, who vindication is way better. They're able to vindicate better than I can. Because if I do it, I don't have no bail money. I don't have no bail money. I don't smoke cigarettes, but I don't want to get to that lifestyle. You understand? That ain't me. But I know if I put it at his feet, if I put it in his hands, if I give it to him and I got some peace about it, he done it. He fixed it. He was the one to do the big payback. You understand? Like James Brown. And this come with time. Cause I promise you, I used to pop off like popcorn. You know that old school popcorn that you did on the stove, and you had to wait till that grease got hot. That was me. Soon as you put me in there, pop 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 pop. That was me. You couldn't tell me nothing. I didn't know how to calm down. I didn't know how to not fight. I didn't know how to not cut somebody out. I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know how to, you know, go to the one that could fight for me. I didn't know how to go to him and say, you know what, this is bothering me. This really hurt me. This situation really took me by surprise, and I'm not sure what to do about it. Oh, I want to go nuck and buck. But if I nuck and buck, like I said, I don't want to be sitting in the corner somewhere looking stupid because I couldn't hold my temper. I couldn't control my mouth, or I couldn't stop myself from being in rage. It's real. It's real, 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 real. And, you know, as children, we grow up with this this sensitivity and this innocence. Until we realize, like, wait a minute, this is bull crap. They didn't teach this in school. This was not an elective. This was not in my course of studies. What is this? What is these things? You know, and I realized, like, wait a minute. You just gonna have to, you got to roll with the punches. You got to do one day at a time. You know, of course you want to take it personal. Of course you want to fight back. Of course you want to do these things. But is it worth it? When you realize who can fight a battle better than you, you sit back and just relax. I promise you, when you really understand who can fight a battle better than you, you will sit back and relax and be like, Lord, you got this one. I know you got this one, because there's no way and no earth and no sound that I can fight this, that I can do this, because I can't. I'm telling you right now, I can't do it. So my advice to you is you got to be grounded. You got to be rooted. You got to be grounded, because if you're not, like I said, you could be sitting in a corner somewhere smoking on some Dorel cigarettes or Newports or Benson and Hedges somewhere. You don't even smoke. you'd be like a choo-choo train. I'm saying get a hold of that. Do better. Because when you know better, you do better. And right now, better is better than nothing at all. This is your girl, Virtuous Diva, coming in with a little bit of Ladies of Jizz podcast episodes for the bold and the beautiful. If you ain't bold, I don't know how you're going to end up being beautiful, because you got to have the will. So stay tuned for more of Ladies and Gents. Check me out on Instagram. I am Virtuous Diva, Anchor FM station, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Get into it. Peace out.